I think it's a very important report. They've been looking at the issue of white phosphorus, which we know was a controversial issue during Israel's war in Gaza. And they found that Israel used white phosphorus shells, they say indiscriminately, in a way that killed and injured civilians. And they say that in fact Israel committed war crimes by the way that it fired these shells. It says that this wasn't a one-off or accidental use of the shells, but what it called a pattern or policy of conduct. In this, it's a 71-page report. There's a lot of research there, that their researchers were in Gaza and they looked in detail at a number of incidents where white phosphorus was used. Clearly, they found that the way it was used in Gaza, it was used in very crowded, densely populated areas, and it had the effect of killing and injuring civilians.
And it's the latest in a series of reports accusing Israel of war crimes in Gaza. What's the feeling in Israel about this mounting international outrage about what it did earlier this year?
I think the sense in Israel is perhaps slightly different to the way this conflict has been viewed abroad. When the war in Gaza began, it was hugely popular in Israel. Opinion polls showed that sort of 90% of the Jewish Israeli population supported the war. And so I think they've been, I think there's an increasing sense of concern as these sorts of reports come out. And perhaps what's worried people more than anything is that last week some Israeli soldiers were reported talking about their experiences in Gaza during the war, in which they say civilians were killed. And I think those accounts, because they came from the soldiers themselves rather than from foreign journalists or from foreign human rights groups, I think those accounts have really touched a nerve. And I think there is a growing questioning of what exactly the Israeli military was doing during those 3 weeks.
Meanwhile, Rory, Israel's Prime Minister-designate Benjamin Netanyahu has made a speech in which he's outlined what his approach is going to be to the Palestinians. What has he said?
He basically seems to be moderating his position. He's been saying that he will be, quote, a partner for peace for the Palestinians and that he will negotiate with them. This is a moderation of his stance because in the past he's been very critical of the current round of peace talks with the Palestinians. He said he hasn't, he sort of stopped short of endorsing the two-state solution, which would see the creation of an independent Palestinian state alongside Israel. So I think he's clearly trying to deflect international criticism of some of his right-wing ideas towards the Palestinians. And of course, this comes just after he's managed to get the Israeli Labour Party to join his coalition and to take part in the new government. That's a bit of a surprise, and it's very significant because it gives Netanyahu a much broader base of support than was expected. It looked at first like he was destined to lead a narrow right-wing government, but there were some private negotiations between himself and Ehud Barak, who's the current defense minister and head of the Labour Party. And he managed to convince Barak to join him. Barak managed to convince the rest of the party that it was the right thing to do. And so they've signed up to join. Now, there are several people within Labour who are unhappy about this. And there's no doubt that it means that the next government is going to be an unlikely mix of right-wingers like Netanyahu, far-right politicians like Avigdor Lieberman, who will be foreign minister, and Ehud Barak, who comes from the Labour Party, traditionally a party of left of centre.